Good morning, it's February 6th. You, O Holy One, have asked, to whom will you compare me, or who is my equal? We lift our eyes to the heavens and see who has created them. You bring out the starry host by number and call them each by name. Because of your great might and the strength of your power, not one of them is missing. Do we not know? Have we not heard? You are the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. You do not grow tired or weary. No one can fathom your understanding. Isaiah 40, 25 to 26 and 28. You, O Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation. Lamentations 5, 19. Why should we complain when punished for our sins? Let us search out and examine our ways, and let us return to you, O Lord. Lamentations 3, 39 to 40. May I apply my heart to instruction and my ears to words of knowledge. Proverbs 23, 12. May I watch and pray so that I will not fall into temptation. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. Matthew 26, 41. May I keep your statutes and your commands, your commandments, and be careful to do as you, O Lord, my God, have commanded me. May I not turn aside to the right or to the left. Deuteronomy 4, 45, 32. If I speak in the languages of humans and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to the poor, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not loved, it profits me nothing. 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3. I am no longer a stranger and alien, but a fellow citizen with your people and a member of your household, O God, that was built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2, 19-20. I have been called, having been loved by you, God my Father, and kept by Jesus Christ. Jude 1. You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God of our salvation. You who are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, you formed the mountains by your strength, having armed yourself with power, and you stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the people. Psalm 65, 5-7. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in your house than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For you, Lord God, are a sun and shield. You will give grace and glory. No good thing do you withhold from those who walk in integrity. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Psalm 84, 10-12. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.